Well, thank you for joining us. This is Eddie Thompson with Thompson Associates, and thank you for listening to Conversations with Industry Icons. Today, we have with us Cindy Atmar, who is the Executive Director of Trust and Estates and Gift Planning for MD Anderson. Cindy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Eddie. I'm really happy to be here today.
You know, in these conversations, Cindy, what we try to do is find those icons in our industry who have really made an impact, and then allow us to reveal some of the most important lessons we've learned in life. So I want to begin by asking you, you know, what's your history? How did you get where you are?
Sure. Well, I've been in the nonprofit world. I grew up in Texas. I've been in the nonprofit world here in Texas for, gosh, I hate to admit how many years. Y'all could do the math and figure out my age, but since the early 90s, so a very long time. I've worked for several different organizations, doing everything from special events to major gift work. I worked for the American Red Cross for almost a decade, so did a lot of disaster fundraising. And then I really realized I was very interested in the plan giving department at the Red Cross. It just was a great group of people. Some of you all may know Rebecca Locke, who's been with, headed that department for many, many years. And she really kind of took me under her wing. I'd had a little bit of plan giving training, but she took me under her wing, and I became part of that department a little over, gosh, I guess it's been almost 15 years now, and have just really been focused on plan giving since that time. I've been with MD Anderson Cancer Center here in Houston for the past 8 years. So I'm really happy to be leading our plan giving program here.
Well, what have been, well, first of all, you've done a great job, and Rebecca is a great professional. I respect
she
Rebecca.
She is a
really good person. What has been the biggest lesson you've learned in your career?
Oh, gosh. Well, so many lessons I've learned. I guess we all have if you've been around any period of time.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that I really learned is that we are so focused a lot of times on that fiscal year goal, that dollar goal that we got to hit. And it's every 12 months, it resets to zero. And it can be really stressful, and it can be, frankly, kind of distracting from what you need to be doing. And I think really, I've learned that if you, goals are important, obviously, but if you focus on the donors and helping donors figure out how, you know, they're going to make an impact with your mission, no matter what the organization is, your goals will follow. I mean, your dollars are going to follow. I've just seen that happen time and time again with myself, with people on different teams that I've been on. So I guess, you know, we always say in our industry, donor centricity is the thing. And it really is. It's not really worrying about, I got to hit that X number of dollars by the end of the fiscal year. And plus, it's really the most fun. I mean, it's so wonderful. You know, you get in my position right now, I have a lot of administrative responsibilities and personnel responsibilities, but really the best days are when I am able to work with and talk with donors and learn, you know, why they're interested in our mission, why they want to support us. And again, the dollars always follow that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is, I think that is a difficult lesson to learn because of the environment we're in, where, you know, we're given these goals and we have these expectations and they are short term, where great fundraising is a long term commitment to the organization, but also to the donors. That's a great insight. That's excellent. Let me ask you another question. What has been the biggest mistake you've made professionally, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, gosh. Air my dirty laundry.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how we learn.
That's true. You know, I can't think of one. I mean, I can think of several, but I think maybe the biggest mistake that I've made is looking, and this is kind of early on in my career, kind of looking at the next rung on the ladder versus like career ladder versus thinking more long term and being maybe more strategic about my career. I mean, I've learned a lot at every place that I've worked, but I think if I'd taken a longer view, I probably would have stayed longer and maybe worked at fewer organizations early on in my career. You know, it's really easy to kind of look at the bright, shiny thing, no matter what, whether it's your career or anything. But, you know, really having that maturity and being able to look at more of a long-term view of your career is something that's kind of hard to do, but I think it would have probably, I would have benefited from. I mean, I'm in a fabulous place right now, but I think I would have benefited from that.
Oh, you know, that is excellent career advice. I had a university president tell me one time, Cindy, that you ought to grow where you're planted rather than just kind of uproot yourself every time, because working through the hard, difficult challenges, it has its own set of rewards, and staying put and learning a craft or skill is so excellent. Well, for those of you who don't know Cindy, she is an excellent professional, and she's one of our clients, and we love her as a client. We love the organization. She is so wise and so practical, and I'm going to use this term. I hope it's not offensive to you, Cindy, but she's down to earth. She has a common spirit about her that we really appreciate it. What other bit of advice would you give to someone who's beginning their career, Cindy?
I think look for network. I know it's kind of difficult during the pandemic, but if you can find ways to network and meet, maybe it makes it easier since we're doing so many things remotely, but if you can find mentors, I think that is really what has helped me in my career more than anything, is just having people to bounce ideas off, to get advice from. So mentorship is very, very important. And again, I don't know if it's easier or harder at this point, but that's what I would definitely have done earlier on in my career.
Well, if we've been successful, it's because we've ridden on the shoulders of others, isn't it?
And absolutely.
Where we didn't have to reinvent the wheel, we could learn from others' mistakes. And mentorship is a great asset when you're building your career. It's also how we should help others once we have been helped and we've been established to help others. It's what we try to do on this call, by the way, is to be provide many mentors to learn from. Well, Cindy, you're a great professional. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time to be with us and for this really great insight. We wish you the best. And we want to ask that, would you mind sharing your email address in case someone has a follow-up question? Would that be okay?
Oh, of course. You want me to tell it to you now or on the call?
Sure.
It's CWAtmar, which is ATMAR, at mdanderson.org. And I'm more than happy to respond to questions. I feel like that's paying it back a little bit for all the things that people have done and helped me over my career. And I want to say, Eddie, thank you so much for all you do for our industry. We really do appreciate you and Thompson and Associates.
Well, thank you. It's a tremendous pleasure. Well, I tell you, you've had a chance to hear from one of the best in our industry, someone who is really making great strides. And I want to add Cindy, as someone who has had a great deal of cancer in our family, we really appreciate what MD Anderson does. Not only are we thankful they're one of our clients, but we are really thankful for the hard work you all do in helping us defeat cancer. It's a terrible disease.
It is a terrible disease that my family has been affected as well. And I'm really proud to be working for, I have to say, the number one cancer center in the United States. So thank you for saying that. Appreciate that very much.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much. We're proud of Cindy and her work. We wish you all the best. We look forward to hearing you again or observing you again when we have our next industry icons and their conversations. We hope you have a great day. Stay in touch.